Well, good afternoon. I'm happy to be here to talk about disease intervention specialist direct observed therapy in Wichita and Sedgwick County. And we'll see if this comes up. Or DISDOT, as we like to call it. Now, direct observed therapy is the process in which a disease intervention specialist delivers oral antibiotics into the field to patients with positive tests and their contacts as well. So just to give you a brief idea of where Wichita is, it's not really a premier vacation destination spot. We are located in the southeast part of the state, in the red area indicated by the letter C. We're the largest city in the state, Wichita is, with a population of a little over 357,000 people. Now the county has a population of a little over 470,000 people. I'd also like for you to keep in mind where Wyandotte and Johnson counties are in the top right-hand corner, at the top of the blue section, because we'll be making reference to those two counties later on in the presentation. Now, together, these three counties make up approximately 54% of the total morbidity for gonorrhea and chlamydia in the state. Now, EPT, or expedited partner therapy, the inception of EPT and DOT in Kansas began when we saw a need in our STD clinic for a more timely and efficient way to treat male contacts to gonorrhea and chlamydia. What we were seeing were patients coming in, being tested, and the contacts just weren't getting treated in a timely manner, which of course raised the risk of reinfection of the original patients. Now, the original patients were generally young females coming into our M&I clinics and our family planning clinics. Also at the Sedgwick County Health Department, evaluation, testing, and treatment are by appointment only. And those appointments sometimes would fill up days in advance, which also delayed the treatment of patients and their sex partners as well. So I'd like to point out that even though DOT was originally designed to treat male contacts to gonorrhea and chlamydia, we also found that through the process, DOT could also be sufficient in treating positive patients as well. So Sedgwick County Health Department, in collaboration with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Wyandotte County Health Department, looked at both EPT, or expedited partner therapy, and direct observed therapy as potential tools to augment the timely treatment of partners and partner management. We found that there was some uncertainty about EPT in our specific area due to it being patient delivered. Were those medications actually making it to the, would they get to the contact, or would they get there in a timely manner? That was an uncertainty for us. Also, contacts or sex partners, unknown drug allergy history, and this was kind of a big one for our health officer. We were uncertain of the fact that when we give this medication to the original patient, would they get that medication to that partner? They weren't even getting asked the question, do you have any drug allergies or drug allergy history? So that was a concern for us and our health officer as well. So we found that working through our local county health officer and giving total authority and autonomy locally, DOT could provide a manageable substitute and in some ways better assist in patients receiving those core public health elements, including prompt treatment, risk reduction activities, partner counseling and referral services, as well as augmenting our public health department as a whole. Also, not to mention that in the field, when DISDOT is delivered in the field, we also have an opportunity to test individuals for syphilis and HIV as well. So the purpose, actually, Wyandotte County basically blazed the trail for DISDOT in Kansas. So in collaboration with that successful program and with the guidance of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Sedgwick County DIS began DOT soon after. I think it's important to note here that DISDOT was not designed as a primary way of conducting business in our STD clinics, but rather as an efficient, cost-effective way to basically fill in the gaps in the excellent, comprehensive STD clinical services that we already have in our STD clinic. So in coordination with multiple personnel at the Sedgwick County Health Department, a protocol was developed and signed into effect by our health officer in September of 2006. Now, there are three main points to the purpose of the protocol that I want to go over real quick. The first one, we wanted to reduce the disease complications. Second, we wanted to reduce the infection period. And to do these two things, we had to ensure the prompt treatment of patients with positive tests, as well as their sex partners. So under the standing order of the and the direction of the local health officer, Zithromax and Ceftin are the two oral antibiotics that are being used for DOT in Kansas. Ceftin recently replaced the use of quinolone antibiotics for the treatment of gonorrhea due to quinolone resistance and also CDC recommendations. Clients infected with gonorrhea who have not received a laboratory test for chlamydia will also receive an additional 1 gram of Zithromax in a single dose per our protocol. Also, anyone who has a history of oral sex and rectal sex in the interview period will be referred to the STD clinic for treatment with Rocephin if gonorrhea is suspected. Upon receipt of an assignment to follow an untreated positive case or a documented contact to a positive gonorrhea or chlamydia, a DIS will attempt to locate the patient and arrange for an encounter in the public health clinic. That's what we really want to do. We want to get them back into the clinic in a clinical setting so that we can do our disease notification, partner notification activities in that particular setting. If after documented attempts to contact the client, the DIS is unable to reach the client, or if the client has missed clinic appointments, the DIS will obtain the prepackaged medication and deliver it into the field. Once the DIS confronts the patient in the field, the DIS will obtain a medical history from the patient, including any known drug allergies or counterindications such as pregnancy status or disease complications. Clients with unknown pregnancy status or a history of drug allergies or disease complications are referred into the clinic for evaluation. If none of that applies, the medications are then dispensed to the patient, and the patient is observed taking those medications by the DIS. Now, under current protocol, the DIS observes the patient 15 minutes after taking the medication. DIS utilizes this time continuing any STD counseling, partner notification activities, or HIV and syphilis testing if needed. For Sedgwick County DOTs from January to December 2007, a total of 99 DOTs were performed. 87% of the DOTs performed in Sedgwick County were on patients between the ages of 14 and 29. 40 positive chlamydia DOTs were conducted from January to December 2007, 15 males, 25 females. 51 contacts to chlamydia were given DOT, 48 females and only 3 females, 48 males and only 3 females. There's only 3 females were provided DOT during this period because we only do these activities when they're absolutely necessary on females. The goal in Kansas is to bring females in and get them tested for gonorrhea and chlamydia in accordance with our Kansas Infertility and Prevention Program guidelines. For Kansas as a whole, and this is including Wyandotte, Sedgwick, and Johnson counties, for January to December 2007, a total of 133 DOTs were performed. 65% of the DOTs were performed on males, 35% were on females. 85% of the total DOTs were performed on clients between the ages of 13 and 29. 41% of DOTs performed in the state were on positive chlamydias, and 51 were performed on contacts to chlamydia. our findings. We found that in Sedgwick County, our findings have been very promising. We've had very little difficulty with the DOT process. To date, every DOT that has been conducted has gone without incident or complication. We found that even though DOT was originally intended as a field tool, to be used as a field tool for DIS, and used primarily on those patients who could not or would not return to the clinic for services, DOT could also be used to supplement the STD clinic in times of overflow due to a full clinic schedule. In our situation, appointments if they're full, in times when patients could still make it into the clinic, just not during clinical hours. So basically, if there's a DIS in the building that needs to be treated and a DIS is there, we can perform DOTs and get that patient treated as well as their sex partners. The future for DOT in Kansas, in Sedgwick County, we'd like to begin performing urine-based testing for gonorrhea and chlamydia on contacts of positive cases, along with the field bloods that are currently being done. And even though, to a small degree, we've begun performing DOTs on positive patients through the ERs, we'd like to see more collaboration in the future with local ERs as well as local private providers for the timely treatment of positive patients and their partners in the private sector as well. For Kansas, the introduction of DOT into one more high morbidity county, and that's Shawnee County, which is the Topeka area, which is the capital of Kansas. And this would encompass the four highest morbidity counties in Kansas in performing advanced disease intervention through direct observed therapy. These are the folks that we've collaborated with to make DOT a success in Kansas, and without these folks, especially the DIS, it wouldn't be a successful program. So, and this is me. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jason. Here's a question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To date, we have not. Every DOT conducted has gone without incident, even though, as you can see, the gonorrhea for Sefton, rarely done. Every one of them is still gone without any kind of problems at all.
So, yes, in the back.
For Sedgwick County, those were not in the home. Actually, a good part of the DOTs that we performed, the patients were able to come back into the clinic, so we were able to do it in a clinic setting, just not during the normal business hours. So we would get them in when a nurse wasn't available. So to answer your question, no, we did not have any problems with family or anybody interfering in the DOT process.
Now, how many cases of gonorrhea and chlamydia were there in Sedgwick County
That year? For 2007, we had a little over 2,200 positive cases of chlamydia and roughly about 640 cases of gonorrhea.
So the numbers that you reached through DOT were modest
right.
of the total. Mm-hmm. And do you, in that sense, feel this is a pilot study that can be scaled up to reach the typical 30-80% of partners who don't come in to get treated? Or what is your thought?
Originally, DOT is designed as basically a backup plan. So, and that's kind of where we want to keep it at this point. As far as resources go, in our area, there are only three disease intervention specialists. Yeah. So if you have only three disease intervention specialists for the whole, and we have 23 counties that we're responsible for, we want to kind of keep it as local as we can and just kind of keep it to only those who cannot make it to the clinic for treatment.
It seems like a great program for the indications where you're using it, but it strikes me that it may be less, in terms of implementation science, it may be something less amenable to scale up to reach the kinds of numbers that you'd have to get to everybody, compared to other variants of expedited partner therapy, which, for example, might use a dispensation by pharmacies. Mm-hmm. And the concern of the DIS and the health officers that the clients or partners might not be asked about drug allergies assumes that a DIS would be better able to do this than a pharmacist, whereas most likely the situation could be set up where pharmacists would be at least as good, since they do that every day with most people they dispense drugs. So maybe one more comment, if it's a reaction or not.
And
well, the way it was set up in the Seattle study is that the health department provided funding and the kits were available in the pharmacy at no cost to partners who were referred in for therapy. So that wasn't an issue in that setting. And I think other places are scaling it up on that similar basis. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you.
Very interesting.